Being a Christian woman and walking in God's calling for our lives can be a difficult task. With the world and pop culture telling us to be one way, and the Bible saying another, you kind of end up feeling like an other. Well, you're not alone. Join me now and my friends as we navigate life in our 20s and 30s, while making sure we live out our faith, embrace our femininity, and looking cute. We discuss pop culture, life, careers, relationships, and so much more. Prepare to be entertained and educated. I know you're going to love it. Join our movement and embrace being another girl.
The views expressed on this podcast are our own and do not reflect our employers. Enjoy. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Those Other Girls with Mallory and Friends. I'm Mallory.
And I'm Isabel.
And we are changing culture and bringing back traditional values. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We have a lovely teacup. Much to discuss. Much to discuss. A lot has happened. But before we do that, is there anything cool, fun, or interesting going on with you this past week? We didn't have an episode this past week, so anything you might
catch? Yeah, I was about to say, I'm trying to think of all the things that I've been doing. Yeah, it's been pretty busy, but like fun busy. May is always like a really packed month with like my Mother's Day we just had, which I was just telling my boyfriend, I'm like, how are we like in May already? Like Mother's Day already passed. I remember thinking, oh my God, I'm going to turn 30. And then now my little sister turned 15. My other sister turns, well, I'm not going to say her age. My sister's birthday is Friday. Not that that's a bad thing, but I'm not going to, she's going to be like, why are you talking about me? Anyways, so my other sister's birthday is this Friday. My brother's is Wednesday. Girl, my mom was like, I just gave birth every single May. I'm like, yeah, you did. Because my brother's birthday is Wednesday. My sister's is Friday. My mom's birthday is the 25th. My nephew's is next week as well. So it's just like, girl, I'm like trying to take a breather this month. Not like work related, but just family related. I guess that's what happens when you have like four siblings and, you know, nieces and nephews and stuff. So it's always busy. What else did I do? Not fun weekend, actually. It was a bummer. I mean, I know I talked to you on the phone. Not on the phone, but I'm texting you. The whole Melanie story.
Yes. Yeah. That's funny. Something really
yeah, that was funny. Melanie, I love you. I'm so sorry. Okay. No, I mean, the woman just gave birth. So I'm like, you know what? True. Now is not the time to talk about this. But I'm gonna hold off. That's gonna be my little teaser. Well, we'll talk about it next time when, you know, we don't start the podcast all freaking late. But yeah, it was so funny with Melanie. So sorry, Melanie. I love you, girl. Basically, long story short, I thought she was a scammer, so I was trying to like get her off my messages. I'm so bad at like saving people's names. Like, why did I think it was a good idea to save her name as Melanie? IG, like Melanie Instagram, like, of course. Then I go back, I'm like, I'm not gonna scroll through my 9,000 followers to see who Melanie from IG is, because I have like probably like 100 Melanies. So anyways, that was funny. But my 10th year reunion for cheerleading for Dynamo was this past Saturday, and I was so excited. Like, I hyped it up way too much, and I literally woke up feeling horrible. And then I woke up with the worst, like, swollen eyelids. I have like this like eczema that basically made its way to my eyes, and then I started scratching. Anyways, it was just not the weekend I had expected, let's just say that.
Did but you end up going?
No.
So oh, you didn't even like, go?
No, I didn't go. Aww. I didn't go. And honestly, my sister was like, go, go. And that's the thing with me, girl. I'm like, I need to stop saying that I'm gonna go to these things, because A, like, you just never know what's gonna happen. Two, you know, I live in the suburbs, and it's just a lot. Everything just kind of piled up with the whole, I'm not really feeling good. And then for me to get in my car, get aww ready, drive, like, it was just, it was not working out. Like, I really wanted to, but
I knew you wanted to.
I know. And I told my sister, I feel so dumb. I kept telling everybody about it. Because I was like, should I go? Should I not? And then it got too late, and I was just like, you know what? I'm not gonna go. It's like, because to me, if I go to the city, it has to be like a whole thing, like a whole event. Like, you know, I want to make it worth it. I want to make sure I go early, get good parking, all that. So, with me not feeling well, and then it was just like, by the time I felt kind of like going, it was already too late. So, hopefully, it's not the last reunion, and I get to go.
Yeah, hopefully it's not the last. I'm sure. So is it like put on by a member of them, or is it like.
No, it was just put on by like one of the girls we used to dance with.
She was just like, "Hey,
So hopefully.
girlies, let's meet up."
They
Oh,
just
okay.
created a Facebook event and they were like, hey, it's been a long time. Let's all get together at this like bar restaurant. Or I think it's a bar, not a restaurant. And then that was just kind of it. These are the details, blah blah blah. Everyone show up. So but it was all the girls from all like all the seasons. So it wasn't just like my season girls. So I was telling my friends, because a lot of them couldn't make it. Like a lot of them were like literally like 9 months pregnant. So they're like, yeah, I can't go. They're like, I'll stop by, but so I was like, yeah, let's not do that. But yeah, maybe I can plan something. I don't know. I'm pretty good at like coordinating stuff too. Like I love getting the girls together. Like that's just one of my
It's
like
one
my
of your
favorite things to do.
things, yeah.
Yes. Like I literally plan my birthday brunch like 3 days in advance.
Nice,
So
nice.
hopefully we can plan a brunch. But other than that, I mean, just life. Didn't really do anything exciting, so unfortunately. What about you?
I don't really think I did too much exciting. I have a lot going on. I'll share eventually one day, you know. Gotta keep listening. Oh, last week.
I.
Yeah, last week for work I went to DC, so that was fun.
Oh, did you fly there or you have to
Yeah,
drive?
flew. Oh, girly, I'm not gonna drive.
Ooh. I was
Flew,
about to say,
flew.
they better fly you, honey.
Yes, I was flown out. Let me stop. It really wasn't that big of a deal.
You're like flown out. It was your company.
No. It was literally, it was just
As you
like one of
should, queen.
those corporate things where you like take the test to see like what is
Take
your
the test.
communication style? What is
Oh, so it's like an
your
HR thing.
yeah. It wasn't anything like too crazy. So that's what I did last week. And then this past
Yeah.
weekend, unbeknownst to me, my parents planned for us to go to Charleston for the day,
Oh, yeah, I remember you
Saturday.
were telling me.
Yeah. So we drove to Charleston, by we, me, my dad, and I sat in the back with my headphones and then eventually listened to Avengers and Odyssey, so that was fun.
Oh.
But we went to Charleston and we visited this restaurant that was actually really good. Can't remember the name, but it's super popular. And then we went and we did the water taxi. So we just like went to the different spots and then you're supposed to see dolphins, didn't see any dolphins. On the way back, it was this kid. He was saying how he saw dolphins. I was like, "Where'd you see dolphins?" He said, "I've seen dolphins twice today. And one of the times you were on the ship too. You didn't see them?" And I was like, "No, I guess I missed them." And he's like,
Yeah.
"Yeah, there's dolphins out there." And I was like, "Okay, I guess you don't have to like." He was like, really, I don't know. I was just like, I'm just asking. I wanted to see the dolphins too. But
He's like,
anyway.
do you not believe me? That's
Right,
funny.
right. So that's what I did. And that was fun. That was fun. A lot of walking that day. Oh, and I started boxing again, everybody. I started
Oh, I love a boxing
boxing.
queen.
Yes. My brother and his friends, every Saturday morning, they go and do Krav Maga. And like I
Oh.
eventually want to do that with them. Like I want to learn. Like it just looks so like cool and like I don't know, just something about
Yeah,
it.
I feel like when you get older, not that we're older because we are young queens, but
Yes, we
like you just
are.
want to do more, like you want to get back to your hobbies. Like I'm just like, ooh, this is
Yes.
fun. Like this would like you almost run. It's funny because when you're younger, all you want to do is like go out and like have fun, blah blah blah, get crazy, whatever that means for you. But then it's like as you get older, you're like, ooh, I want to try a tennis. I want to try playing pickleball. Like I want to try. Like me and my friends were like literally about to try to get together and play some pickleball.
I want to try pickleball too. I want to
Like,
like do
I
some
want to be
more
a
of this
sports queen.
boxing, and then I want to do. See, I don't want to be sports
Pilates,
queen.
whatever.
I want to try Pilates. I don't want to be sports queen because I don't want people to get confused. Like my dad was like, "Oh, do you want to?" No. I don't want anyone to be confused. I'm not trying to do sports. I'm not trying to be a boxer. I don't want to go into the
Melanie's gonna
ring.
have a sports page now. Just kidding.
Yeah. No. That's not it. This is for exercise. And I'm not gonna lie, I also do like hitting things. Like that is fun.
Yeah, like getting your anger out in a
Yeah,
healthy
yeah.
way. I know that's what guys do. I was telling my boyfriend, it's so funny, like, how girls relax versus how guys talk about things. Like, if I want to talk to my friend about it, like, girl, let's go to the spa, let's get our pedicure, let's talk, you know? And then guys are like, let's go to the gym, let's sweat, bro, like, let's punch things. I'm like, okay, live your best life, just come back and take a shower.
Don't
bring any of that anger towards me. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, get all that anger out over there, and then I'll get see
the angry, sweaty, grouchy stuff out of the way, and then come and let me be the passenger princess. Anyways, so that's good, but
yeah,
good luck with that. And I feel like, I don't know about you, but like, what motivates me, okay, like me, is getting cute outfits and just like putting yourself together before you work out or whatever. Like,
love it. I feel
like it just makes your workouts much better, especially if you really are not looking forward to working out, which every day I do not look forward to it. Like, not every day I look forward to it, you know? So on the days that I don't,
yeah,
I was like, ooh, I have a pink outfit. Like, ooh, I have my cute little tumbler, you know? Just whatever. Yeah.
And my gloves are pink. So that just also makes me happy. My wraps are pink. So it's like, okay, well, I'm happy to like this. At least there's a little bit of pink in this.
Exactly. Like, it's a cute little outfit. Or plan something fun afterwards. Like, it motivates you.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I guess that's, I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah. All right. Anything else we want to, we have a lot to talk about today. So I feel like we should get into the story.
No, we can get into it. Let's get into it.
Okay. So, first thing, let's do a quick clink. So, if you're new here, what we like to do before we do our stories is we like to clink.
Clink. Clink. Ooh, cute.
It's like a toast. And if you're listening for the first time, welcome. I definitely didn't welcome anyone.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show. It's kind of just us chit-chatting about stuff. This is a teacup. We talk about things from the Christian perspective, so we're going to be talking about some topics that you and your friends have probably talked about this week, but it might have a little twist, or we might not have this crazy twist you thought of, because we're normal girlies, and we're not too online. I mean, we are online, but not too online that we can't talk like a normal person. Okay, so first thing I want to say, shout out for those who do not know, Melanie had the baby. She had the baby, I guess it'll be
Friday.
Yep. I was gonna say 3 days ago. Yeah, that's happened 3 days ago. She had the baby 3 days ago. Really excited. He is a boy. So I was wrong. I thought it was a girl. Oh, I've been calling him a girl this whole time. I've been calling him a girl this whole time, so I apologize. if you see this in the future, I did think you were a girl. I admit I was wrong. I'm not wrong often, but I am wrong on that. But I'm excited. I'm happy you're here.
Auntie Mallory was wrong.
No. I don't want you to get used to that. Like, do not. This, if you're listening now, like, this is such an abnormal occurrence. but we're very, very, very happy and proud of Melanie.
Yes. Congratulations, queen.
Yes. First Mother's Day. Oh, yeah, technically her first, because she wasn't pregnant last May. So it's her first Mother's Day.
Wow.
Yeah. And congratulations to Jerry, too. Jerry is already a great dad. she shared it on her story, so I feel okay sharing it here. He hopped in the car and just drove on to come, because he wasn't in California where they were at the time. And he got there right on time. Yeah, he got there to be there. So I'm really happy that, like, it all worked out, and we love you if you're listening.
We love you, girl.
Yeah.
Congratulations, mama.
Yes.
Enjoy your baby snuggles. They're so cute at every stage, but I feel like the newborn, you're like,
yeah,
so cute.
And it's probably, like, super euphoric, just because, like,
right?
All of the hormones and just everything, just, especially, like, your first baby, I'm sure it's just like, oh, my gosh, this is all so new.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a mom, but I've carried all my little nieces and nephews, and they're just so cute. They don't even open their eyes. Like, just so cute. I'm sure she's, like, obsessed right now.
Yeah.
We love that for her. And she's probably sleep deprived, but God bless her. Keep her in your prayers.
Yes.
I see my sister go through the whole motherhood, newborn stage, and I'm just like, Oh my God. My sister literally was just texting me last night. She's like, you just feel like a different tire, like a tire you've never known in your life. I'm like, oh, okay.
Like,
I
all
was like, I
right,
think I'm okay right
good to know, good to
now.
know.
Sweet moment.
Another person who is pregnant, I just want to also officially congratulate Justin and Hailey Bieber from the
Ooh.
podcast. Like, I just, I want to use my platform to congratulate them. They announced that they're pregnant. Did you see the announcement?
Yes, my little sister
So
was like, "Oh my gosh, Hailey Bieber's pregnant." I knew it because I guess they had talked. They had kind of gave a little. They gave a little like little hint because she was like, "There's a special guest arriving or a special guest was coming with us." So my sister was like, "I think that means that they're pregnant." So I was like, "Okay." And then they came out with the
Oh,
news. I don't know if she said that in an interview or something prior to that, but apparently my
cute.
yeah, she kept saying there's gonna be a special guest at the Met Gala, right? Because that's what happened at the Met Gala. Is that
No,
where they
they
revealed it?
didn't.
Oh, just kidding.
No, they didn't go
Okay.
to the Met Gala. But
Never mind.
okay, so I don't know. I'm not doubting your sister or you, but I feel like that's not the right
Oh.
story. Because
I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
because like all the blogs were saying that they were getting a divorce, like
Oh,
Dumois was
okay.
saying they were getting a divorce. But I do want to say, like, I knew she was pregnant. I just knew it. I knew they were getting a divorce. And I think this is,
Crazy.
yeah. But everybody was like, Dumois posted about it. Inti did
So
not,
what?
which honestly, Inti is pretty on top of it. But Dumois says stuff about divorce.
Rude.
Everybody, like, I don't know if you saw the tweet I shared. It was like, people were doing like all these things on TikTok. Well, they're going to get da 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 da, and then it turns out they're pregnant, and they redid their vows. They renewed their vows, and it's like, it
Oh,
just
that's so
also
cute.
yeah, adorable. And it just also kind of reminds me, like, we have to do better as like consumers of content, because at the end of the day, we
Society.
don't know any of these people. So like, there should never
Yeah.
be a time where like wishing people divorce, like, I've said this before, if there are no Paul brother haters, I'm dead. Like, I really don't like them, but I will never wish them a divorce. I will never wish bad on their children. Like,
Or
that's never
act like you know
something.
their entire life because you don't.
Right. So like, I feel like I don't understand how, like, why people are crossing some of these lines. Like, I
Yeah.
remember seeing this TikTok. This girl was saying like, and when I watch this and this and this, and I'm telling you guys, they're getting divorced. And it was just like, you're doing too much. Like, see a
Yeah.
picture, make a funny comment, and then keep moving. Like, you don't have to do. And that's just like, I don't know, just seeing that. And I'm happy for them because they renewed their vows and they're pregnant. So it just kind of like shut everyone up. Like, okay, you
Right.
guys, like, just let them live their life.
It's also good to know like there's, young couples in Hollywood that are
Yes.
like wanting to have families, because I feel like a lot of it is like the rhetoric is be single, have a million cats and blah blah blah. I mean, if that's obviously like whatever, right? Live your best life, but I'm just saying I think it's cool to see like well, that's not cool, but
They're
it's always good to see
traditional.
families
Yeah.
like Hollywood families being, born or whatever. So, good for them.
Yeah, it's like I was listening to the toast, and they Claudia made a comment like, they're traditional. Like, they got married young, they're Christian.
Yeah.
They waited to get married to have children. And like, we saw we've I'm sure you guys in the last couple of days have seen the videos of him saying how much he wants to be a dad. So it's like really sweet. And like, I personally, like, I love seeing pregnancy announcements, or like when my friend will text me and be like, I'm totally wanting, yeah, but I'm pregnant, and that they've wanted it so badly. Like, it's just like,
Yes, it's so sweet.
I end up crying too, like with them. Like, it's just,
Yeah.
it's always such a great, beautiful moment when
To celebrate life
yeah,
coming into
celebrate
this
life.
world.
And you
I think
know
that's what
pe
it is.
it is, and it's a celebration of life coming to this world. And like, people go, oh, it just happens all the time. Sure, it happens all the time, but it's still a miracle, because there's still
Right.
people who like die in other countries sometimes. I mean, even in our country, but like,
Yeah.
people have complications. It's still a beautiful miracle that this
It
happened.
really
So it's
is, from
always
conception to
exciting.
birth.
Yeah. And it's just like, I'm happy for everyone. If you're pregnant, I'm happy for you. If you're pregnant and you haven't told anybody and you want to tell someone, tell me. I won't tell anyone, but that always makes me
Or me.
happy. Yeah, or tell
I'm like, or me.
Isabel. She
It's
won't
so
tell
cute to see.
anyone.
And honestly, people are really good at like hiding it, because when you get on Instagram, when you scroll, I'm like, oh my God, she's pregnant. Like, I had no clue. Yeah. Not that I would, because I don't see them every day, or like don't see them in real life. But like, I'm like, good for you. Like, you could keep a secret like that long, you know? Like,
yeah. Do you follow Girl Defined? Do you know Girl Defined? Mm-mm. Okay, so for those who follow Girl Defined, or used to follow Girl Defined, when I was younger, that I was like, every video they had out, I'm like taking notes, and now they're like for like younger 20s. Anyway, I still follow their Instagram, and Kristen is pregnant too. She's 8 months pregnant, I think, and she struggled with infertility for like 10 years. They adopted 2 boys like right before, I think a couple months before from Ukraine.
She conceived their
guests. Oh, okay. No, a couple months before everything happened in Ukraine, and they're Ukrainian.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was like maybe 3 years ago, and then now she's pregnant. I think she's pregnant with a girl. But anyway, like when I saw she was pregnant, it almost made me tear up, because I know how much she wanted to get pregnant and have children. Wow. So she was already a mother, because like I said, she adopted, and like she loves those boys because they're her children. But like, you know, she's excited about I don't know. I was just so happy for child. Her. Yeah. And it's
that's 8. So cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
I love that. I know, and I love seeing all those announcements and stuff. I think it's so cute, especially when they make like little videos, and I'm just like, oh, I love life is so beautiful, and like babies and everything. Like, oh, that's just so special.
Yeah.
So, I agree.
My friend showed me her announcement to her family. And like, I've known her, we've been friends since like high school, and she was like showing me this video, and like, it was at like a Christmas party, so I was trying not to like be emotional in front of everybody, but like seeing like her brother, yeah. I don't know why, but like seeing guys excited always makes me more emotional, I guess, because like just in the world we live in, you don't see that. You just don't.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sorry.
Don't see that.
You don't. But like seeing her brother be so excited was just like the sweetest thing, and it was just like, oh. But like everybody's watching me watch the video, so I was like, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
I know, and then, you're like, I can't get more emotional than the family. Like,
literally. And her parents were so happy, and his parents. It's just so, I love it. And I love it. I love
we're
it.
We're happy
it.
For them.
Yes.
I love that.
And then that kind of leads to the next story really quick. I don't know if you saw this, but I kind of wanted to talk about this for a hot second, not too long, because we have other things to talk about,
like 4 stories or something.
And I just added this to the docket just because like, I think it's crazy. This woman tweeted about Mother's Day, and like Mother's Day is strangely becoming, for lack of a better word, political. Like, it's taken a whole nother, like, meaning level. Almost. Yeah, it's taken a whole nother meaning than it did before. So this woman tweeted, Mother's Day is not for women who own plants, women who own pets, women who aborted their babies, women who have never been pregnant nor adopted children, women who are aunts but have no relationship with their nieces and nephews, and women who, and men who pretend to be women. Which is like, okay, that makes sense. If you're not raising a child, and you're a woman, then you're not a mom. Like, if you don't have children, then you're not a mom. I think that, you know, I think I can agree with that. I will say I disagree about the aborted babies. I do think you're still a mom if you aborted your baby. But
I think so too.
This person, so listen to what this person said. This person goes, so you choose this day to look down on women who aren't mothers based on society standards? What about nurses and doctors who care? Okay. I'm laughing because this is just like silly. She goes, what about nurses and doctors who care for the sick and sustain life when a child's condition is more serious than what a regular mother can cure? What about teachers who educate our children in ways beyond our own maternal understanding? What about the social worker and police officer who will go above and beyond to enter a home and save a child from abuse and neglect because the child's parents fail to protect them? What about child advocates and judges who help the adoption process? Many of these roles are held by women, but it's Mother's Day. Like, to me, it's Mother's Day.
Like, it's okay to have a day for the mothers and just them. Like, it's going to be okay, you know?
It's going to be okay. Like, why are you listing every other career? Like, she's because listing these like, careers.
Because then it's like, why don't we all just celebrate Mother's Day? Like, You can celebrate. I can celebrate. You know?
Let's just have a Women's Day. It should just be Women's Day. Like, I don't understand. She said nurses and doctors and teachers.
Not even laughing at the comment. I'm laughing at you, how much fun you're having. Right?
Well, it's just so funny to me because it's like nurses and doctors and teachers. These are all great women. Like, we have, like, there are days set aside to celebrate them, and like they should be celebrated. These are great things. Like, these aren't bad things, but they're not moms. Like, they're not a mother. A mother is...
I think it's like if you birth a kid, obviously adoption counts, but like if you birth a child from your, I told my boyfriend, if you birth a child and your, you know, vagina opened up 10 centimeters, and yes, you're a mom, you're a mother.
Yeah. And adoption, like if you adopted, if you are raising a child and you're a woman, you are a mother.
Right. And even I jokingly said, like, oh, well, like, you know, it takes a village to raise, and it does take a village to raise kids. And like, obviously my nieces and nephews, like I saw them since they were born. They came from the hospital, like all this and stuff. And I love them. But like, obviously I'm still not their mom. Like, I should not be celebrated, you know?
No. Even though
I do believe there should be an auntie day. I will advocate for that.
Yes,
I love these little kids like they're mine. But like to say I know what it's like to be a mom, that would be a very false statement.
Yeah. So I just, and the next thing, and the other last thing I want to say about this like whole new thing that's happening is like, I feel like there's not this type of like controversy around Father's Day, right? Do you feel like you hear people like discussing this about Father's Day?
Well, first, I don't even think we hear anything about Father's Day, so it's kind of sad.
Like, yeah, that's true. Or
like, even my dad's face, I was like, Dad, we're gonna do this. Oh, my mom was like, we're gonna throw you a big party too for Father's Day. My mom's so sweet. She's always like she's the kind of person that like wants everyone to feel welcome and everyone. Aww. Honestly, even to a default. I'm like, Mom, this is my birthday. I want people to sing to me, not everybody else.
Right, right.
My mom was like, no, honey, like everyone. I'm like, no, Mom, like this is my birthday.
Right. Actually, it's about me today. If you can just.
Actually, it's about me. No, my mom would literally take a gift that they gave me and give it to someone else. Like, if there's a kid or what, like, I remember we were kids. And like, my mom, if she saw something to give to someone else, she would get it from us. I'm like, Mom, this is my toy. I don't want to give it. Anyways, long story short, so she was telling my dad, I'm going to throw you a party, a big party for Father's Day. My dad's just like, mm-hmm. Like, he could care less. But like, I do feel like, you know, it's not as like advertised. And I do think, like, I was talking to my friend. I was like, yeah, I mean, what are you going to sit there and say? Oh no, we're talking about the flowers for Mother's Day, a crazy price. And not just Mother's Day, but like Valentine's and all these, mm-hmm. right? All these like women holidays. Mm-hmm. And I only say whatever these are, because it's like a regular flower bouquet that's really nice and pretty will cost you like $25, $30 on a regular day. And those same flowers are like freaking hijacked to like $89, $99, like $125. But it's like, you really can't sit there and debate like how much you should spend on your mom that gave birth to you, that was in labor. You know what
I mean?
So, and I feel like with men, they're like, okay, you had a kid, whatever. Like, they don't really advertise it as much because men they're not sitting there scrolling, like shopping on Amazon and like doing all these things that us women do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like they don't really, because I asked my brother, and my brother said, I asked him yesterday because I was like, do you ever like, when you think about Father's Day, because he's single, doesn't have any kids either. I'm like, Do you ever kind of feel a little, you know, for those who are single and kind of older, you do kind of, you're happy for Mother's Day, but there's still like a, gosh, I wish I was a mother.
Like kind you're of at element the age where it. You can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have that element. So I asked my brother if he ever feels that way. He says he's never thought about Father's Day till just then. And I was like, okay, men are different. Men are different.
Exactly. Men are very different.
I guess it's not that big of a deal, or like they don't have all this hubbub because it's not that big of a deal to them because they just don't think about it that way, I guess.
They just don't, and it doesn't hurt, like, I don't want to speak for them. Maybe we should have a guy come on the podcast with that, but like, I don't know, I don't think my dad sits there and like, I really want a cake and balloons. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Can't
I think
relate.
For guys,
that's
I just want to be left alone. My dad would love a day where he can go hunting and like all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's what they like. I'm like, that's what they like as a my man.
Yeah, like that's crazy, but
they should be celebrated because I think society does have a like negative viewpoint on men and how like blah blah blah. But it's like, no, there are good men out there. You know, obviously, like yes, there are some like really trashy poor men, but like, and poor as in like be characteristic and all that, but they're a really good man, and I know my brothers are a good man. They're raising their families, yeah, and you know, have their wives and everything. My brother-in-law, my sister, you know, has a really, really awesome husband that's very, you know, supportive, and with her, the girls, everything. And then obviously my dad, which is the reason why, you know, I didn't ever want to settle any relationship. But yeah, so I think it should be, all these good men should definitely be highlighted and celebrated. So
I agree. In my head, that. I'm like, when I get married and have children, like, my husband's Father's Day is going to, like, everyone's going to be envious of it. Like, I'm going to make such a huge deal out of it. Like, he's going to be like, queen. Oh my gosh, this is too much. But no, because you're right. Like, we need to celebrate that more. We need, like, that's probably why they don't care, because they've never really had to. And you don't, and I don't want to make, that's the other thing too. I don't want to, like, feminize it, because, like, if you really don't care, you really don't care. But I do want them to realize that, like, they're appreciated. Like, I do think fathers should know that, like, a father is very important, and there are, like you said, there are good men. There are good men, and I'm going to
absolutely.
I'm gonna leave it at that. There are good men,
and just as a woman would lay down her life for her children, so would a father. You know, 100%. They would lay down their life for their kids.
Yeah,
so I feel like we forget wife. That. You know, we forget that they're emotional too. Like oh, they like my dad. You know, obviously he's older now, so he's very, you know, okay with showing his emotions and stuff. So it's like he cries when he remembers us being kids and stuff. And aww. I was just like, oh, that's so sweet to see, like, you know, your dad, or like you know, just a guy, like, showing his emotional side. You're just like, because you can almost forget. You think that they have to be so strong and so masculine, and like, absolutely, but like, that doesn't mean that, like, you know, they don't have a heart. You know,
right.
So
right.
Anyways. But I'm all losing right. sunlight, girl. I'm losing sunlight. We gotta chop.
Okay. Next story. About this one's about what's going on with the Miss USA. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So this article's from ED Magazine. What's happening at Miss USA? Title holder Noelle Vaught writes hidden message on Instagram post. I'm gonna try to read this really quick and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Let's see here. Miss Teen USA Savasta resigned just days after Miss USA Noelle Vaught stepped down, and fans are convinced Vaught shared a hidden message on her Instagram. The 2023 Miss USA winner voluntarily resigned on Monday, becoming the first title holder in the pageant's 72-year history to quit. Just days after Vaught stepped down, Miss Teen USA followed suit. Is the Miss Universe world finally in shambles? So here, why they're saying, why did she resign? Earlier that week, Vaught took to Instagram to share her reasons for quitting. In a lengthy statement, the title holder revealed she dropped out to prioritize her mental health. In life, I quote, "In life, I strongly value the importance of making decisions that feel best for you and your mental health. As individuals, we grow through experiencing different things in life that lead us to learning more about ourselves. My journey as Miss USA has been incredibly meaningful, representing Utah with pride, and later the USA at Miss Universe. Sadly, I have made the very tough decision to resign from the title of Miss USA." Similarly, Stravastava shared an official statement on her social media, writing, "I will always look back on my time as Miss NJ Teen USA fondly, and the experience of representing my state as a first generation Mexican Indian American." Oh, that's interesting.
We love that.
"At the national level, all fulfilling in itself. After careful consideration, I've decided to resign as I find my personal values no longer align with the direction of the organization." Social media sleuths believe Vaught intentionally left a hidden message in her Instagram. If you look at the capitalized letters at the beginning of each sentence and piece them together, one eerie face sticks out. "I am silence." The last three capital letters spell out HIP, but what it stands for is unclear. Okay. Yeah. Now.
That's a lot.
Yeah. What do you think about that? That's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's definitely some tea for sure. I was thinking about it earlier and I was like, I don't know. I feel like the whole letter in disguise, it might be a reach, but you never know. You know.
Have you seen the post though?
Yeah, I've read it. Okay. I mean, I've skimmed through it, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's not a reach. Maybe it is. But like, I feel like that's a little bit extreme. But yeah. I do think that obviously it had to be something big happened that they just felt a certain way. Certainly felt strongly enough to be like, all right, peace out. Because I feel like, I mean, I've never been a pageant girl, but I've had friends who have been in pageants and stuff. And you just put a lot of work, sweat, and tears, and
money.
I mean, money and all that stuff to get the title. And a lot of people compete for years and years and they never win. They never get the crown or whatever. And then it's like to get to that place where you are crowned Miss Teen USA and Miss USA, it's like, I don't know what the heck's happening, but I'm not really knowledgeable about the whole. Like what's been happening lately over the years. I don't even think I've watched a whole like pageant show, if I'm being real honest. But yeah, I guess something must be really happening. But we all know, I feel like the only thing I know is like, obviously with like networks, they do air certain things, they don't air certain blah, blah, blah. So maybe it had to do with something like they just feel like they weren't able to practice like their, maybe like their free speech or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really keep up with pageants. Like, I don't find that stuff interesting. I know some people like it, and I mean, this is fascinating. Like, what's going on? Yeah, to each their own. So I don't really know what's going on, but I'm assuming something big must be going on behind the scenes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
because I think like to quit, like you said, you made such a good point. Like you put so much time, energy, money, effort into this thing, and then just to quit out of nowhere, like that's very unusual. And then I think it's interesting that the adult and the teen both quit, because I feel like that must mean that they're communicating. And then what does their values no longer align with me? What does that mean? Like I think it's just so. This I'm excited to follow along because you know it's a little bit of drama.
It might be like the downfall of the pageantry world or something, you know, like the like you know the tip of the iceberg type of thing.
Yeah, this like, could be you it. Know, you're right.
Like, oh, you know, I'm trying to find an example of it, but I can't think about it right now. But like, you know, whenever there a big story comes out and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, like this and this and that, like this is what's really happening, blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
this is their Ellen. I mean, when the person wrote that hit piece about Ellen and she no longer, this is their, or the hit piece about Playboy Mansion.
Yes, because I was listening to, I like that podcast, Call Her Daddy. With Alex Cooper, and I was just really listening to. I was trying to tell my sister, but then her screaming girls were in the background. I'm like, okay, I'll call you later. But I was basically trying to tell her about the Hugh Hefner, the Playboy Mansion, like you know, back in the early 2000s, that was like the thing. Like our reality shows, like think about it, were so insane. And you know, back then, I think a lot of things have changed because back then we just didn't have social media. And if you think about it now, it's like you. We are basically our own reporters and news outlets and influence. Like, I feel like the gap between like, you know, Hollywood and versus us normal people was so big. It was almost like unreachable. We never knew what was really going on behind closed doors. But now because of over the years, people have been coming out with like, hey, this is what's really going on in this world, in that world, in Hollywood. And so many things are getting exposed. I feel like because that gap is a little bit closer, not in like, okay, we're rich celebrities too, but because like there's never been a time where like technology has just like, really made us connected to the point where you can get on a podcast, have your own mic and be like, this is my story. This is my truth. This is blah, blah, blah. You know, it's really never been a time for it like now. So I was listening to about it, the Hugh Hefner, how the girls, like literally what they had to go through when they were in that house and just how crazy it is because back then, like, you know, you just did it because you were so young and like groomed. You just didn't even know what you didn't even know. Like a lot of they were saying how like a lot of the times the girls were like they just thought it was normal for to have a freaking, you know, to be in a house full of other women that sharing the same boyfriend and being pinned against each other. Like they said that apparently that they would take Polaroids of the girls like in bikinis and they would like rate the girls like one by one, seeing like what parties they were gonna be able to go and what parties they were able to be at, and it would have like a grading system like ABCD and now, like D means like, you know, all that stuff. And I'm like, and the girl Alex was like, how did no one say like this is probably not like not good, like this is probably like not right? And the girls were like, I mean, that was just something that was that you did, and like that was just it. Like you didn't say anything about it, even if you thought about it. Like it would have been weird for you to stand up, and everybody else is gonna be like, okay, like get in line, you know? Like, so
it is.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's so interesting, like how times have really changed. Because you're right, like that whole concept is so bananas.
Like, that's why so did not anyone crazy. Say this is not right? Like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Like, this should not be happening. Well, it definitely shouldn't be a reality show about it.
I bet people did say something, but not like they weren't loud. Or not even yeah. they weren't loud. Like, they weren't, we didn't have social media. So it's probably like, I'm thinking like my parents were the type that, like, when there was an Adam and Eve store, you guys know Adam and Eve. An Adam and Eve store that was coming to show, like, my parents and, like, their church, like, protest. Like, my parents were those type of people. So, like, I'm right. sure my parents and, like, other people, like, super Christian conservatives were, like, against it. But because there was no social media, you kind of just talked amongst your friends. You said right. things. And, like, in North Carolina, you're not going to march down to Hollywood and pull these, you know, knock on the mansion. No, come on, girls. You can do that. Like, you're not going to do that. So, like,
right. it's now, more hush-hush. It's more right. hush-hush, you know? And now it's like, you can have support from all over the world with one right. little video that you make, you right. know? And, like, so I think people feel more comfortable coming out. But, yeah, I think, like, now it's just, like, with social media, you feel like you can reach way more people. You can kind of tell your story. Again, there's really nothing stopping you from starting a podcast or whatever, you know. So, and plus, when you're young, you really do think like a lot of the stuff that you're doing is like okay and like what's the big deal, until yeah. you're like, oh wait, I was groomed, I was this, I was that. And like, even you know, even being in the cheerleader world, there's obviously like this like dark area of it. There's like this dark part of it of like, you know, you are kind of you know, you're dancing and stuff for a professional team, and then we don't get compensated as such, like as an athlete would. And so there's just a lot of different things that go on behind the scenes. So I'm sure it's the same way for pageants.
Yeah.
For sure. There are people like commenting on your weight. Like, you literally sign a contract, you sign an NDA.
And cheerleading?
Yeah, cheerleading. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's like, oh, it's, wow. You're an employee. Like, you have your, you know, you get paid for what you do. There's, you know, there's contracts, there's agreements, there's NDA. You can't date the players. That's like a big no-no.
Really? You couldn't date the players?
Yeah, you can't be seen with the uniform. Like, the uniform, because you're an ambassador of the city, of the team that you're representing. So you have to be well-rounded, well-spoken. You have to have a full-time job. Like, there is a lot of, like, guidelines, yeah.
Wait, so you had to have a full-time job and cheerlead?
Yes, you had to have a full-time, part-time, because
assumed that was your full-time job.
No, a lot of these girls, like, they are actually really, like, they're very well-rounded. They have, like, full-blown careers, and then they do cheerleading part-time, but they don't tell you, like, cheerleading is, like, a full-time, like, full-time job. That's what I only did. I mean, granted, Dynamo ended really.
Yeah.
Yeah, my cheer squad, you know, we didn't have another season, but yeah, I mean, I was going to school at the time, I was going to college, I was 21, and I had a part-time job, and I was going to college, and I was doing, you know, dance on the side. So,
oh wow,
crazy. So I don't know what these pageant girls, I mean, it had to be huge for them yeah. to literally be like, all right, peace out.
Yeah.
So,
and I guess we'll see in the next couple of weeks, because I don't think that they would just do that and then, oh well, that's that. Yeah. So I'm sure something, because I mean, the reality is, like, we do live in a different time, and like, and I mean, beauty is such a beauty, weight, you know, makeup, all these things are very sensitive for women having these conversations. So I'm sure there are some things that, like, times have really changed.
Yes. So I mean, think about, like, did you ever watch America's Next Top Model?
Yes.
Like, basically, yeah. The shows that are, and this could be like a whole thing. We need to hurry up, but like, this could be a whole thing. Like the shows that were aired like the early 2000s, like Argent Millennials, I think we like that's what I'm saying. I think a lot of people say, oh, Gen Z is like they're very soft, very soft generation, because like these shows that we grew up with, like they were pretty savage. Like America's Next Top Model, they would literally call a plus size girl someone that literally weighed a little bit more than 100 pounds. Like 120, 130 was a plus size model. And if you say that now, like there's just so much repercussions. And I do think like a lot of it was for good, you know? But it's like, you know, I feel like now it's like you can't even say anything. Like Tyra Banks would not, like Tyra
Oh,
Banks would have not, a lot of these
canceled.
shows, most shows that we've watched growing up would have been canceled. Like
Yes.
even like on Disney Channel, I look back, I'm like, that's kind of racist. Like that's probably like that they're violating a lot of like, you know, rules. I
Social
just,
rules,
yeah, but it's like, oh my God, like Tyra would have not made it. Like
no.
she would have been canceled so quick. Like those shows that we watch were literally like,
Yeah.
I'm like, this is why we're traumatized.
No, you're so right. I'm like laughing thinking about some clips. Sometimes I'll see when people like share clips from America's Next Top Model or even from her talk show. I loved her talk show. I was a huge fan. And like some of the things that she said, some of the like segments they had were
I
just
will
like,
say,
oh,
yeah, and I think like people feared like celebrities, and people feared
That's
like, you
true
know,
too.
they feared the people, like the, you know, the producers, the directors, all that. And I think those walls are like coming down. Like people are like, "What? You're not about to talk to me crazy. You're not about to make these statements." Like, well, you know what I mean? Because like a little bit of both. Like I don't know. I'm trying to explain it, but yeah, I feel like you know how Tyra yelled at some of those girls. Like that is just
I know.
not.
On
No, you know, but that's like what
national
you're used
TV.
to. But that's what you're used to, you know. You think it's right, and a lot. Like I even in my high school, like I had a director who I loved, and personally, I thought she was great. Like she really taught us how to like not have any BS. Like you know, there's a different. I feel like there's a happy medium. You don't want obviously to like crush someone's like confidence and call them names and you know traumatize them, but it's also like if you just tiptoe around everything and you don't, you know, you don't give hard criticism back, like you're not going to develop those skills like that are needed. And I feel like this is what it goes into
100%.
parenting, like the whole parenting thing now with the whole gentle parenting and stuff, which I can't even talk about that because I'm like, I'm not even a mom. Like I just feel like that's such a big role to raise kids. But like back to the whole like soft, you know, generation thing, it's like I do think there's a balance, because it's like, yeah, you know, obviously with whole Tyra yelling at people, like scrutinizing them, like obviously that's not good. But at the same time, it's like people have gone to the point where it's like to the extreme of like they don't fear authority, they don't fear anything, because they just feel like there's not going to be any repercussions. And it's made us kind of like this weak, like okay, generation of like, okay, well, you can't tell me this, you can't tell me that because my feelings are hurt, and now I want you to get fired, you know? And we've seen that too, of like people getting canceled, you know, like on The Bachelor, the host, and he got canceled. And his whole livelihood, that was his whole career livelihood. So it's just like, dang, like I think we went from one extreme of like we're gonna shut down. Like I'm not saying like we're gonna get abused, you know, back behind the scenes, and we're never gonna say anything. Like obviously that's not right either. But now to the point where it's like we have the control now, where we're like, all right, well, I didn't like how you said this, and we found something you did 2,000 million years ago, and now you're fired and stuck on that, you know? That's
It's
crazy.
like, oh gosh, I cannot remember the book, but I think it was Animal Farm where like finally the people who were oppressed became in charge, and then just because of human nature, now they're doing things to the people who were hurting them. And there has to be a balance, because you're so right. Like you were talking about a teacher. I did ballet growing up, and I remember my ballet teacher, then one who was in charge of the whole ballet school, whenever she was very strict. I remember that's one thing. She's from England. She would tell us we were making her cross all the time. But I do know for a fact, like I was a better dancer. I did better when she was there, when she was strict on me. I don't think she's ever made me cry, except for one time I had the hiccups and it was in the middle of rehearsal and she pinched me because we didn't have time to go and we didn't have time to go get water, and she said, "You'll be fine." That's the only time I could think of. She was like, okay, that was probably not appropriate. But other than that, though, like, she was very strict. And I mean, that does help. Like, we need discipline. We need someone to hold us to a standard. And there's nothing wrong right. with that. But we've gotten to, you're so right, we've gotten to a point where we can't even do that, where we yeah, can't that- even, like, you know, you can't criticize someone, or you criticize someone and then they make it a bigger deal. But I think that's kind of goes to a problem, like, that we have in ourselves. Like, I think yeah. I don't want to say that we can't be too sensitive, because, like, I hate that, because, like, I am a sensitive person, but I think too. You have to, like, yeah, so, like, I think you have to realize, like, even when some people, like, give me critiques, like, 9 times out of 10, if you say I'm doing something wrong, I am going to take it to heart. Like, I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, whatever. No. I'm taking it to heart. But, like, I've become, like, now that I'm older and, like, I'm more self-aware, mm-hmm. I'm able to take what you said, take it to heart, and then be like, okay, this is, you're telling me this because you want to make me better. Maybe I do need to work on what you said I need to work on. And I don't right. think a lot of people are self-aware enough to do that. And, like, it, sure, like, okay, let's say you were to tell me, like, you know what, Mallory, like, honestly, like, I just think you scratch your nose too much during the podcast, and it kind of distracts, like, it takes away from the podcast. Like, I don't want to sit there and be like, wow, did she just say I have the worst podcast online? Like, and then I'm going to take a moment and be like, no, that's not what she said. She said she wants to help me. This is my friend.
Yeah.
And people aren't able to regulate that anymore. I don't know why. They aren't regulated.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think that, like, it's just, it's very hard to, like, I don't know, I think because it's just very, you have to have, like, a healthy balance. And maybe we just haven't gone that. It's like, you know, I don't think you need to scold people and, like, you know, freaking abuse them. But at the same time, it's like, you know, we can't just take everything, every little thing, and be offended and all of a sudden, like, you know, make something out of nothing type of thing. So,
and you know what it makes me think of? Oh, sorry. Really cool. What it makes me think of is, like, whenever someone, and this is going to be controversial, but, like, this is something I've been thinking about a lot. Whenever someone breaks up with someone, no matter what you've done, your friends are going to say, you were right, they were wrong.
Yeah.
You were such a good girl. Like, but sometimes I think, like, what if you weren't? Like, his friends are telling him he was in the right too. Like, sometimes, like, if we were both in the right, we should still be together type of thing. And I think, like,
like, taking accountability.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, it's just and that's the thing. I think we try to take a very one-sided approach to everything, versus, like, you know, everything has to be, like, its own unique situation. And I feel like that's where we're, you know, going wrong. I don't know if you saw the whole, anyways, I feel like we're getting sidetracked, but, like, there's this whole thing about, you know, obviously, like, the mob, right? You're never going to please people. And it goes back to, like, I think a lot of times now it's, like, to the point where, like, you like, if you're an influencer, you have to talk about certain topics, you have to talk about this, or the mob's going to come at you and, like, cancel you. Like, I also don't think that's healthy, because again, it goes back to the thing we were talking about before. You don't know these people's lives. You don't know if they support what they support, or what they do behind closed doors. You don't know. Right. So even if they do talk about it, it could mean nothing. Or just because they don't talk about it, they could be supporting. You know, you just don't know. And that's a very slippery slope when we make, like, society, like, the ultimate judge, because it also could not be to our most, like, benefit, I guess, because it's like, okay, well, the thing about the crowd is, like, you got to make them happy. And, you know, you can't always make someone happy. Not everyone's going to be happy with your decisions, with what you do, with what you say, you know. So that's also, like, a slippery slope. So I don't know what's happening with the pageantry stuff, but
oh yeah, that's what the topic,
like,
was.
Like, to your point, I know, right, we're over here, like, blah blah blah, like, in 1913, but at least you know, I don't know. I'm definitely intrigued to see what's happening. And, like, I'm sure more things will come to light sooner or later.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Let us know what you guys think. Oh, God.
Yeah. And I'm sure the girls, I can't even talk. The girls will probably be on some podcast, and that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you guys, let us know. What do you think's going on? Do you think this is abnormal? Do you think she really was leaving a message? Do you think what do you think it means, which is the values on a line? Let us know. Last thing, really quick, we'll talk about the surrogacy thing. We'll do that next week. But I do, really quick, for, like, 2 minutes, maybe max, talk about Bumble's rebrand. Have you seen that?
Oh, yes, I have. It's like the
Okay.
whole celibacy thing, right?
Yes, yes,
Okay.
yes. So Bumble, for those who do not know, I don't even have an article for it because like I've kind of been like,
No, I've seen, I have a little
intrigued.
thing I want to share because I saw a video on TikTok
Oh,
and
perfect, perfect. Okay, so let me explain. So Bumble rebranded, and honestly, I was kind of excited for it because, like, I'm a single girly. I have no idea where I'm gonna meet someone. I'm gonna be honest with you, like, no idea. I can't fathom. So like, whatever. I'll take whatever opportunities come my way. So I'm excited for the
Right.
rebrand. I saw on TikTok someone mentioned that they deleted all their pictures and everything. So I'm like looking at it, and then the rebrand happens, and I see the little ad, and I'm like, okay, this ad's kind of cute. The whole nun thing. When I first saw it, I was like, I thought about it. I'm not gonna lie. I thought if I'm gonna be single forever, I might as well like dedicate my life to Christ completely. And why not be a nun? I'm not Catholic. Maybe they'll accept. I thought about it. I didn't do it, but I thought about it. So I'm like, okay, this is intriguing. And then they said that the girl doesn't have to message first. I'm like, okay, now you got me. If the girl does not have to message
Oh
first, now that sounds interesting. And
my
then,
God, they were dropping like
yeah.
little hints.
They were dropping all these hints. And then it's just like a bunch of things that just started to be a little bit like weird. Like the CEO used to be the CEO of Slack, and now she's the CEO of Bumble. And
Oh.
she's met her husband on a ski trip in like Aspen or something, like in another country on a
Yeah.
ski trip. So, rich people meeting rich people. Anyway. So, that's a little weird too. Like, I can't say I like when people own apps, stuff like that, and they didn't even, when they're single or they didn't even meet their spouse on the app. That's a little to me. And then she did like this whole thing where essentially she said that they're creating an AI program where you'll match with someone and the AIs will go on dates to see if this is a good match. Literally, the
What?
Black Mirror. Did you see the Black Mirror Hang the D? It's called Hang the
No.
DJ. You should watch. It's on Netflix.
Okay,
Black
make sure you
Mirror.
text me that.
Okay.
Back or
Black,
black?
black,
Okay.
black
I thought
mirror.
that's what I heard. I was like, is it back or black?
Okay, it's Black Mirror, Hang the DJ episode. I'm gonna text it to you and you guys
Hang the
should
DJ
watch it.
episode. Okay.
That's literally what she says they're going to do. So it's just
Oh.
really, it's weird.
No, I believe that too with the whole AI stuff.
Yeah, so like I just kind of want to talk about that. So what did you hear on TikTok? Like, what are your thoughts about all this?
Well, I saw a TikTok. Yeah, so I got a little, well, I actually did not see any ads on or anything on the for Bumble, because obviously I'm not single. And
Yeah.
also I just did not haven't come across it on the internet, like not on Instagram or anything. But like on TikTok, I came across a video. This is actually pretty cool because I feel like there's this new, and this is why I was telling you about the Sex in the City, early 2000s rom-coms. It was just around, and I don't know when it all started, but people think, oh, now we have, degraded values and everything, because of 2 years ago. It's like, no, like they've been planting these seeds for like a long time. Cause like even in the early 2000s, like now watching Sex in the City, I'm like, oh, like they're already talking about, this and that, sexuality and like liberation and have sex with anybody. Anyways, so, I came across a video of like how they said that they rebranded. Like Bumble apparently said, "Oh, don't like." They made a remark of like, "You don't need to be celibate."
Yes, I'll read it. Keep
Kind of
going.
like
I'll read what
whatever.
they
Like have
put.
fun. Yeah, read it, please. So I won't be. I'm over here twisting words.
They
Something
said,
around celibacy. It was like a billboard, I think. Ooh, I just
it
got
was
like
an
a headache.
ad. This says, you know full well avowed celibacy is not the hot answer. Is not the answer.
Yeah.
That's what the
And
ad
P
says. You know full
okay,
well
yeah.
avowed celibacy is not the answer. Well,
And I was actually
go
so
ahead.
proud of the comment section, Mel. Like I was so like it was like a proud mom moment as an older sister because like I was just like looking at all the comments of younger girls, older girls, kind of saying like, oh no, like I've been celibate for X amount of years, like basically, and obviously not everyone's a Christian, not everyone's Catholic, number one's a Christ believer, right? Like, we obviously, as Christ believers, we know that we're aware that we live in the world. We're not of the world, but we live in the world. So it's always nice to, you know, that even if you're not religious or, you know, believe in Christ, that there's so many girls out there that are literally, like, turning the wave. They're turning the new chapter, a new wave of, like, celibacy and waiting for marriage and waiting for the right guy until, to give themselves to them, because it's more than just sex. And I think we've been told this lie, like, oh, sex is casual, this and this and that, like, you feel so empowered, like, it's amazing. And they never tell you, oh, by the way, like, you could have a child, you could bring a child into this world, like, so you want to make sure, like, there's just been our views have been so skewed because we've been fed all these lies. And it was just so refreshing to see, like, the girls in the comments, they were like, oh no, I've been celibate for this amount of time, and, like, I don't have plans of, like, hooking up with anyone anytime soon until this man shows me and proves to me that this and this and that, like, my standards are set so high, and this, I was just
love,
like,
it.
Okay,
yes,
queens, like, it was, yes, just so refreshing, because we finally, like, for them to be like, Bumble, like, we're not having your crap, like, we're not gonna, yeah, you know, you're over here trying to shove us these, like, cheap, fake, like, you know, hook empty promises that, like, oh,
yeah,
you know, hookup culture is so great and this and this and that. And obviously, to each their own, not here to bash or judge and all that good stuff. But at the same time, it's like, it was just so refreshing to see that a lot of women were standing up and were like, right, yeah, that, yes. But you know, it's like, it was just refreshing to see that, like, you know, it's like turning a new wave of, like, women being like, you know what, we're not going to sleep with these random men, we're not going to give these men, you know, okay, yes, you took me on a date, so now what, you want to, like, have sex with me? You know, they're having high standards and they're, you know, practicing celibacy, and I think that's pretty cool, you know.
I love,
so I'm like,
it,
good for us girlies. So the girlies for the win. Yes. And they were just basically saying, no, Bumble, like, they're like, I was sold this lie, blah, 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 blah. Like, it didn't work out. Like, I felt so empty and lonely and all of that. And I think if we raise our standards, it will automatically raise the standards of those women around us. And it will raise the standards for the men around us. And it will make them want to elevate. So it's like, it's this effect of, like, we have to do that. So, like, you know, we encourage other people, yeah, to do it as well. So anyways, yeah, it's my little 2 cents.
No, that's really good. And that is encouraging that women are, like, saying no to hookup culture. Like, hookup culture is so, like, that's, hookup culture is out, abstinence is in. Like, that's a takeaway. Ooh, that's
exactly
the title. Hookup culture is out, abstinence,
period,
is in. No, but
I
like
people,
that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, okay, go
ahead. No, I was just going to say really quick. We both got a lot to say about this. But I was going to say really quick, like, I really like that's the direction we're going in, because you're right. Like, if we do this, if we as women come together and, like, hold men to higher standards, we can change this. Because I remember in college, there was a time where, like, I was broken up with, and I remember going, I'm going to be like all these other people. I'm going to do the hookup culture thing. And I couldn't do it. Like, I literally, like, it was going against every part of me. And I'm very,
yeah,
proud of myself. And I mean, some of it was pride, but, like, I'm very proud of myself too, that I just was like, you know what? I can't do this.
Like,
I cannot participate.
Yeah.
That's not who I am.
And honestly, it goes against who we are as women.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. It's our own very nature. And that's what I realized too. I'm like, I am not a hookup girly. I'm a lover girly because you're my husband after the first date. Like, what? So I think women are guarding themselves and they're guarding their hearts as they should.
Mm-hmm.
And also, again, social media, like, it could be used for good, it could be used for bad. I will say, I think it has been good for good because you see so many stories. It could be made up or whatever, but, you know, like, those crazy stories where women are like, this guy broke up with me 3 years ago because blah, 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 blah. And now I'm with the love of my life. Is that story true? Who knows? But, like, at the end of the day, it probably encouraged someone to be like, hey, I waited, I saved myself. I wasn't out there, you know, casually dating. And I think a lot of girls, especially, like I said, it's so different now. We're not looking for marriage like back when our parents or our parents' parents, where it was like, it was marriage was pretty much survival. Like, that was the only thing that you could do, is like be a wife and have kids. Not saying like that is not the most important and you know, fulfilling thing ever. But obviously, like, that's not everyone's life. Like, what am I supposed to do? Hate my life because I'm not a mom and I don't have kids? Right, like, no, right. You know, like, I'm gonna be joyful in the waiting. But anyways, that's besides the point. The whole point is, like, now it's like, no, women have more choice, we're more educated, we don't need a partner, but we want to choose a partner that is, like, you know, that that has the same goals, that has the same plans, same values, that is going to be a partner, not someone that we have to raise, not someone that's going to come home and abuse us. Like, we have a choice, you know, someone who's going to lead us. Yeah. Someone that's going to lead and protect us. And until then, why am I going to sit around and waste my emotional, physical, spiritual self, you know, for someone that will, I'll hook up with, and they won't even give me a call back or whatever, yeah. You know?
I think that is.
So I think women are tired.
Yeah.
I mean, the dating pool is already tough enough.
Exhausted. Yeah.
I think girls were just fed up. We're just like, all right, if we're not going to get if the good men are not going to raise up, we're going to stand down. I don't know. I feel like it's, and it's changed even since, like, I feel like I was single, like, you know, when I was on the dating app, like, you never really heard stories like that. Like, if you were absent or celibate, it was like, oh my gosh. But now I feel like people are more accepting of other people's choices.
Yes.
You know, I think sometimes it's like, you never want to do, you know, you want to do what the crowd is doing because you don't want to be the girl that's, like, left out. But I feel like now everyone's like, if you drink, great. If you don't drink, great. If you want to have kids, great. If you don't want to have kids, great. If you want to, you know, I think, as, you know, we are in that sense, I think we are more accepting of people's choices.
Yeah.
And it's not something to be frowned upon. It's more like, okay, you're choosing not to have sex until you're married. Good for you, queen. Like, we support that, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. I feel like now when I'm, like, you know, when we're talking about it and I say I'm abstinent, the responses have changed. But, oh,
yeah.
Oh, good for you. As opposed to, like, especially when I was younger.
Like, even when we were going to college.
Yeah, when I was, like, that's what I mean. Like, in college, because when we were younger, at least I wasn't talking about it. But, like, in college, when I was younger in college, that's what I meant. It was like, what? That's weird. Oh, you freak.
I was in middle.
Yeah.
Middle school? Like, yeah, no.
Okay, well,
girl, I didn't even have my first kiss until I was a junior in high school.
Okay, my first kiss wasn't until I was 18, so it's fine. Whatever. Anyway, I think it's really, like, this is so good that we're doing this.
It's a win for women.
It's a win for women, like, USA. No, but I also think, like,
for the girlies, gorgeous girlies, do not have casual sex.
Well, that's another good title. Gorgeous, gorgeous girlies do not have casual sex. Well, and
you should put that on the podcast as a title.
Wait, no, that is the title. That is the title. Gorgeous, gorgeous girlies do not have casual sex.
Well, no, okay, but so seriously, like,
sorry, really quick, let me say this part real quick. And I think, like, the biggest, like, reason for abstinence, like, take out the whole, I'm man, blah, blah, forget the men. Think about, like, yourself for a second. Like, you, no, I'm being, like,
no,
think about
seriously.
Yourself for a second. You are a human being that God created. You're an amazing vessel. You are a woman. You have, like, all of, God created you with all of your parts sacred. Like, you are, I mean, you are a bringer of life to this world.
Yeah.
Like, you have the capacity to bring a different life into this world. Why would you just want someone, just anyone, to come, well, to literally come inside of you, like, no pun intended, but, like, why would you want
to ones around?
Yeah, like,
no, seriously.
Why would you want to bring that into your space? Like, you, if you are working your, I'll say for myself, I'm working my butt off to get my life in order. I cannot imagine having someone just to have. Like, it would be, sure, it would be nice to,
like,
have someone,
I feel,
but,
like,
I need someone to help me.
Like,
we need to work together.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's what I'm saying.
I can't be pulling you along.
I feel like times are already tough to have someone in your life that's going to drag you down, that's bringing nothing but, like, you know, heartache and stress. Like, who wants that? And I think, like I said, we're building this, like you said, forget the man. We're building our lives to where, like, we have a good relationship with ourselves, with our family, with our friends. We feel supported. We feel peace.
Yes.
Can I get an amen? Like,
amen.
I got
to
the point where, like, I felt so much peace in my relationship with myself, with my family, with everything. It's like, why would I want someone that's going to make me cry? Like, that's kind of, like, backwards.
Right.
Like, why would I want, if you you're already giving me headaches and like stress and I have to worry about what you're doing or that I can't trust you, like why would I leave my comfortable, peaceful life to do that? Like that sounds horrible. So I feel like, and I honestly think we got a little too comfortable with ourselves and being alone, because now it's like, all right, we're not even giving guys the time of day. But
and that's anyways. Okay.
Yeah, so it's just like we're cultivating a life that we want to that we want to live, and we are, you know, becoming the best version of ourselves. And like I said, if you want the, you know, in order to have, we always talk about we want the right guy, we want the perfect guy or whatever. But what have we done? Like, are we becoming those kind of individuals and people? And if you have, then it's like more power to you. You know, I think girls, we just kind of got tired of being, you know, lied to and just like ghosted and all these like people, and you know, men and women probably, it's like, obviously not trying to blame all the men, but it's like we forgot about just like human decency. And I think women, everybody has the right to be like, you know what, I'm gonna have boundaries, and if this person doesn't want to abide by them, then goodbye, you know. So yeah, that's what I think.
Yes. Everyone remember, I'm going to end it on this note. Gorgeous girls, girls do not have casual sex. That's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is a little bit longer than we planned, but whatever. I think it was a good episode. We talked about the things that needed to be talked about. And since you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and give us 5 stars. We'd really appreciate it. Leave us a review. Let us know what do you think is, do you think something nefarious is going on in the pageant world.
The pageant world, we'd love to hear from you.
Oh yeah, if you are from pageant world and you want to come on and talk a little bit about it, that actually would be kind of exciting. Let me know. Reach out to me if you're from the pageant world. Love to have you on. Oh, I also thought of someone I can have on. I didn't even remember.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. That's the first thing. Second thing, let us know, are you joining the abstinent train? Because gorgeous girls do not have casual sex. Like, is that something of? Like, or if you like the Bumble rebrand, did you think that, like, when I heard that girls don't have the message first, I was like, okay, maybe this rebrand will be good. Like, I thought this would be, but I don't think so. I don't think anything's changing. So like, if you thought it was going to be good,
I'm telling you, we've celibate and abstinent too hard. Now the dating apps are reaching. Everyone's like, we're done with y'all. Like Bumble. They're like, cause it's a mess. And I'm sure that has to do with like the algorithm and stuff. I mean, like again, this is back in my single days, which wasn't that long ago.
Everything has changed. You're talking like it was like, back when I was single, it was like 6 years ago. And I was like, wait a second. It was
back when I was one of y'all. I'm just going No, but seriously, you would find the same people all over and over again.
That's it's true like
they,
too.
They purposely do that because they want you to pay. Again, you got to think about it. They don't really care if you find love. Like, sure, you find love, great, good for you. Give Hinge and Bumble a shout out. But they're in the business to make money. So if they can keep you on that app, look at me talking like I know business and stuff. But like, if they can keep you on the app, keep you going on dates, keep using premium and all that stuff, they're winning. They're getting more bottom dollar to their company. And that's why they want people to hook up, I guess. They want you to hook up with everybody and anyone so that it doesn't work out and you keep getting recycled and all this stuff, and then it's just like you're back on the dating app. So
yeah,
anyways, gross. Don't do it, queens.
Don't do it, kings and queens. You're worth more than that. Love you, everyone. Thank you for listening. If you have a good day, night, evening, however you're listening. Bye
guys.